You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back and we're here with Jimmy Casal. He's the chairman, president, CEO, founder, all kinds of great things. Did he give you a promotion? At Casal Saul Peter, they're an investment firm, middle market firm here in Miami. Jimmy helps families realize the value trapped in their business by helping them capitalize it. Would you say that's sort of a way to go?
Absolutely.
Give me my $5, please.
Okay.
All right. All right. So Jimmy's back. We've been talking about the economy. We've been talking about the impact of Mr. T on the economy. Let's just talk in general about some, we'll do some quick hits. Let's do a lightning round. I'll give you a word and you can tell me what you think. Interest rates.
Well, interest rates, as we all know, in December, we saw the Fed raise them a quarter of a point. There was some talk in their most recent minutes about maybe this next year going up three times a quarter point. So there'll be three increases. If we roll back a year ago and we were sitting here exactly this time last year, there was that same discussion of three interest rate hikes.
Yes.
And we saw one.
Well, there was Bread X.
I think we've also seen two interest rate hikes in the last 8 or 9 years.
Something like that.
So we will see some interest rate hikes. And, you know, with the economy in pretty good shape, your next word you were going to say, I heard you say employment.
Yes, employment was next.
So, you know, with employment getting stronger and today what came out with jobless claims were very, very low. Job creation wasn't what they thought, but with the lower, continually lower, jobless claims, the economy, the employment is in pretty good shape. That will start to increase costs. Then we'll have inflation.
Oh my gosh! I'm seeing the circle thing. I'm seeing the circle on the board.
You know, I'm not predicting that we're 1980. I'm not predicting 14%+ interest rates.
20.
Well, 14 prime, 20. I mean, 20 was cheap. Bonds, you could get tax-free bonds in those days. The old whoops bonds were 14.5%. You got to clip coupons.
You're why I stayed in school for 2 years.
That's why they clipped coupons. I thought that was to avoid a war, but it's a whole different subject.
You're too funny.
Inflation is coming back a little bit. And, you know, inflation is funny. You hear the figures that the Fed uses for inflation, and it's within a target, it's below. Yet go out and go to a restaurant for dinner, be it fast food or high-end.
Forget about it.
A lot of things, the grocery store in many cases is higher. Of course, gasoline prices have gone back up, but they're still very reasonable relative to where they were when you're talking about gasoline in the $40 to $50, $55 range. At the pumps in most places, it's still, you know, below $3. You know, not remembering the days in 73 when it was 25 cents and then we waited in line.
I remember the last place I got 99 cents a gallon. I do.
Wow.
I do. 99 cents.
I won't ask you what year. We'll stay away from the year.
I was in college. I had long hair at the time.
Really?
Yes.
You had hair at the time?
All over.
Hair and long hair. Yes. Both.
You're too funny. It's, I got a five head. They need to go on Facebook Live to see my five head.
There you go. Uh-oh, there we go. Facebook, we'll wave to that.
There it is. You saw the big like it looked like an asteroid go across the pit. That was my face. So we talked about employment. We talked about interest rates.
And interest rates are going up, and that's going to affect people because it's going to affect people on their credit cards a little bit. But it will affect, you know, we've seen a little bit with home mortgages. I know that's
well,
the business
you're in.
It decreases
the purchasing power a little.
And, you know, the mortgage rates, even though they've gone up a little bit, they're still historically low. I remember signing a 14%+ loan.
And being happy.
I remember my first loan, which was in the high nines, and my father thought I was crazy because he had a 4% mortgage. In those days, you got your home mortgages, when my father got his home, from your insurance company, your life insurance carrier.
Right.
Was the one who gave you your 30-year 4% loan. So he thought I was crazy. Of course, then rates went up and I wasn't so crazy. And my son refinanced his home at 30-year fixed, 3.5% about 2 months ago.
Well, your dad would have loved that.
Yeah, well, that's where we all should be borrowing.
Exactly.
So, you know, even with the rates today, they're not historically at high rates. They're very low rates. They're good rates. And even if they go up a quarter point, half a point, it's not going to make that big a difference. But if they go up, you know, 200 or 300 basis points, 2 or 3%. I think to a lot of people, especially people with starter homes, because not only do you have the interest rates, but you have the cost of the home is going to be an issue.
Yeah, well, I think that you may see that, and I don't think you're seeing a lot of starter homes. And one of the things that I'm thinking is that the reason that people are building rental apartments, is that they don't think that in the long term, America home affordability is going to be really able to move the needle that much in this generation.
Well, and I think also you have to look at where it is. I think if you look at the coasts, you know, let's refer to the blue areas,
We don't do politics much, but talking about the ocean is blue.
I'm not talking politics here. What I'm talking about is home affordability.
Okay.
You get outside of New York, Florida, the coast area, California, you go into the middle. There hasn't been that same housing recovery. You know, you can go into Detroit today and get very affordable homes. You can go into Louisiana today and get forget what we pay in Miami. You know, you can buy for $500,000, you can have a beautiful home with a lot of land, a lot of places except
here,
or maybe some places of Texas, California, New York, or Oregon's become expensive.
Yeah, my friends all want to move to Oregon when they retire.
Not a bad place to be. It's either there or Costa Rica, depending on what you want to do.
Hey now. So the point is that there's all kinds of things that people are making. And let's talk about retirement. Medicare, Medicaid. You know, those have an impact. Transfer payments on the economy. People are always asking me, should they take it at 62, 65, 67? The real question to me is, will it be there in the long term? And the way it looks right now, I just turned 56, so I think I'm over the edge on that. I don't think I have to worry, but...
Well, you know, I met with my wealth manager today who told me what the expectations are for returns over the next, 20 years. And of course, they're saying that they're going to be lower than historical. So when we talk retirement, mine went up by 5 years this morning, meeting with my wealth manager, because I'm going to have to work another 5 years.
Well, at least you'll be able to retire. Half the people in the middle America won't be able to.
It's a very tough situation. You know, there aren't the pensions. If you go back, and I read an article recently about the person who invented the 401k.
Oh, yeah.
And the 401k was never intended to be the vehicle it's being used today as a retire. It was to
help
be a
me understand.
It was to be a supplement to retirement. Many years
My
father-in-law had a pension.
Right.
You know, union people had a pension, but even people in bigger corporations had a pension. So if you took that pension, a little Social Security, you threw some money into 401k, which enhanced your net worth, you didn't have to have $1 million in your 401k. You might have $100,000 built there over 20 or 30 years. That would enhance and give you a better life. But now, because pensions are gone, people are having to depend on their 401k, and they can't save enough money. You know, especially someone who's, making $50,000 or $60,000 or $70,000 a year, they're barely making ends meet. It's very, very difficult out there, forgetting the cost of college, which is devastating to people, in that thing. And of course, now Governor Cuomo up in New York recently announced that they're going to try to make through many of the colleges there for people under, what's a very reasonable amount, but under a couple $100,000, we then get free school at the public schools.
Yeah, but they didn't say how they were going to fund that. That was just
you have to fund it?
Oh, yeah, right. Oh. Well, that's the Affordable Care Act goodies. You got to find a baddie to pay
for. I mean, the professors aren't going to work for free? I don't know how they're going to go to their Publix up there, maybe Wegmans, and get their groceries if they're working for free. But
they don't have Piggly Wiggly that far north.
No. That's just in the Carolinas. We can't go that far.
Okay. So then, actually, that's something good to touch on, Jim. You do a lot of things with having to predict the future and help people understand what's going to happen in the future. How about retail? Retail, what do you think is going to happen? Because I walked in today to the office and one of the folks walked up and said, I haven't gone shopping in a store this old. Actually, it started with one of the ladies goes, Macy's is going to close. Macy's is going to close. And I said, not all of them. And the one lady goes, well, I'm buying everything online. And there you have it right there. What do you see with that stuff?
Retail is going through a real metamorphosis. And there appears to be too many of the big box stores. You go into malls and they're re-tenanting them with very different tenant mixes. They're putting more restaurants in. But you think about it, with restaurants today, with Uber Eats and all of these other different things, you can eat any restaurant at home.
They're next.
But the restaurants, at least, Uber Eats has to go pick up the food. So the restaurant doesn't need the space, needs a small kitchen, a brand, and can reduce. So, and people are doing interesting things. I don't know if you saw Neiman Marcus cut a deal with Rent the Runway. And Rent the Runway is a company.
Yes, I saw that.
Rent the Runway is a company up in New York that I've got to disclose. My son works there. He's an associate buyer. In their case, they actually did a store in a store in San Francisco where they have a Rent the Runway. And if you think about it, Neiman Marcus average customer is in their 50s. Rent the Runway is in their 20s. Those customers are never going into that store, so they don't cannibalize. But here's a chance for, you know, an online business with some brick and mortar, with brick and mortar, to get together and help each other. Because when that woman goes in and rents that dress, she still needs shoes. She still needs a bag. She might need a scarf. She needs stockings. So by going in there, they work together. And if you think about it, you know, originally there was Pets.com online. And there's Pet Supermarket. There never should have been two. They should have combined, and Pet Supermarket should have realized, because Pet Supermarket had their stores. They also had catalogs. But then they went to, you know, what is...
So wait a minute. So is Amazon going to buy Macy's?
Well, Amazon is not necessarily going to buy Macy's. But what Amazon is doing is they're starting, forgetting their distribution centers, and of course, forgetting Amazon Prime that delivers in 2 days. You got Amazon that delivers in 2 hours in Miami.
Yes.
We tested that. I decided to buy pistachios, and we wanted to see one bag of pistachios, like $5. We wanted to see if they really did it. I can't, the delivery probably cost them $7 to get us our $5 bag of pistachios, but
it was there.
It was there. And they were good pistachios. They were fresh.
Did it come in like a drone?
Yeah, no. We're in an office building. It couldn't come in the drone.
Oh, so it was a bunch of guys.
No, a guy has to deliver it.
They're too hilarious.
No, it's very interesting. So what they're having to do, and Amazon is getting ready to open stores. They're talking about opening stores similar to a 7-Eleven size. And part of that is grocery-based. So you can order, because if fruit and vegetables, they want you to be able to pick up. So you'll be able to order, pick up there. Everybody's having to change. You
and
can't
have a
be
locker.
Stagnant.
They have lockers. So listen.
But even Sears today announced, you know, some sale of some of their divisions.
Well,
because they're
local Ben Lambert. He's no dummy.
Come sold on. Craftsman today.
Yeah, my he
or
did.
Announced a sale of Craftsman Tools.
Craftsman Tools, power tools.
Yes.
No jokes.
Which was an amazing thing.
Good for him. That's a great deal what he made. Yeah. Hey, listen, we're going to be right back. We're going to talk more economics with Jim Cassell. We're having a great time. We're fantasizing about the great real estate that Sears and Kmart are on. Maybe we'll talk about that next. Wanda, take it away. Great info. Back after this. Ah.